Thanks for the introduction. My correct name is Nakibullah. So I'm a PhD student from Mississippi State University, and this presentation is just a part of my research study. It's slightly different from the rest of the presentations. It's more about morphology and phenotyping. So the introduction, like we all know, rice is one of the most important food crops in the world. It is consumed by more than 3 billion people. It is a good source of income for nearly 1 billion people. And rice is believed to feed more than half of the world's population. And rice is also a good source of energy. It gives about 20% of the world's dietary energy supply, which is more than wheat and maize. This table shows the worldwide production of rice, and more than 90% of the rice is produced and consumed in Asia. The world rice leading countries are China, India, Indonesia, Vietnam, and US stands at number 12 according to the 2015 data. And this table shows the state-wise average rice yield pounds per acre from 2010 to 2015. The major rice producing states in the United States are California, followed by Arkansas, Missouri, Mississippi, Louisiana, and Texas. The objectives of this study were to screen and characterize the rice, indica rice lines for growth and vigor at two different stages, at early vegetative stage, which is the seedling stage, and reproductive stage, for different parameters like yield parameters, maturity, and phenotyping. And also to assess the phenotypic variability and evaluate and classify the selected rice lines into different vigor groups based on morphological and physiological parameters. So, like I said, this study is carried out at two different stages. The first part is the vigor study at early stage, the seedling stage. For this stage, we used PVC. This study was conducted at Mississippi State University Rodney Fowle Plant Soil Facility. We grow the plants in PVC plastic pots, and the medium used was 3:1 ratio clay and sand. And initially, 8 seeds were sown in the pots, which were then 10:1 plant per pot 10 days after emergence. The design used for this study was randomized complete block design with 4 applications and 74 rice lines, which were obtained from IRI, International Rice Research Institute. Optimum water and nutrient conditions were provided in the sunlit conditions. And this experiment was irrigated 3 times a day with standard Hoagland nutrient solution. We measure different shoot and root parameters. The shoot parameters include plant height, total number of leaves, leaves on the main tiller, biomass, above ground biomass, etc. And for the root parameters, we wash the roots and scan them using Winrazos optical scanner, which gives about 10:11 parameters. Some of the results about shoot parameters, we found a huge variability among almost all the shoot parameters. Like here, for plant height, we found the plant height ranged from 18 to as minimum as 6 centimeters per plant. The highest plant height was recorded in IR 86052, whereas the least was in IRI 123. Generally, on average, the plant height was about 9 to 10 centimeters per plant. Similarly, for the number of tillers, it ranged from 3 to 7 tillers per plant. The highest was recorded in IR 85411, and the least number of tillers were recorded in COLXXI. On average, there were about 4 tillers per plant. And this figure shows the overall phenotypic variability among almost all the parameters, but here only 2 parameters, which are like plant height and tiller numbers. And you can see the overall phenotypic variation among almost all the cultivars. This figure shows the leaf area. Like I said, for almost all the parameters, these lines were completely different, where there was a huge variability among all the parameters. So the leaf area was also very different. There was huge variation. The highest leaf area was found in this cultivar, IR06N155, and the least was found in IRI123. On average, the leaf area was about 100 centimeter square per plant. Similarly, for the root parameters, almost all the root parameters were highly variable among all the cultivars. The highest root surface area was found in the cultivar IR85422, whereas the least root surface area was found in the cultivar COLXX1. On average, the root surface area was about 250 centimeters square per plant. Similarly, for the root volume, again, huge variability. Highest root volume was found in IRI157. The least was in COL, which is overall less vigorous cultivar, COLXX1, and the average root volume was about 3.5 cubic centimeter per plant. To calculate the response index, vigor response index was calculated by dividing each cultivar by the maximum value among the cultivars for a particular parameter, and then those individual parameters were summed up to calculate the cumulative vigor response index for all the genotypes after 30 days after sowing. And then those vigor indices and standard deviations were used to classify the cultivars into different vigor groups. So this table shows all the genotypes or the lines were classified into different groups, like very low vigor group, low vigor group, moderate, high, and very high. And we found about most of the cultivars under moderate and high vigor group. About four cultivars out of 74 cultivars were under very high vigor response, whereas 7 cultivars were found under very low vigor response index. For the second experiment, which was conducted at reproductive stage, it was also conducted at the same place, Mississippi State University. The only difference was methodology was almost the same. The only difference was we used bigger plots here for this experiment, because this was a whole season experiment, and it goes for like 5 months. And we use the same medium, soil medium, 3:1 ratio sand and loam. 8 seeds were planted initially, and then there were 10:1 plant per pot 10 days after emergence. The same design, NMS complete block design, was used with 5 replications and 74 rice lines with optimum water conditions and irrigated 3 times a day with Hoagland solution. So this time we measured morphological parameters at 3 different stages. First was before flowering, and then after flowering, and then at the final harvest. Some of the morphological parameters were like plant height, total number of tillers, leaf numbers on the main tiller, and some physiological parameters were like photosynthesis and fluorescence, cell membrane thermostability, and pigments, etc. And the data were analyzed by using PropMeans and PropGLM in SAS. And we found that most of the morphophysiological parameters were highly significant among all the cultivars, like emergence, plant height, tillage numbers, and chlorophyll contents, etc. However, some of them were non-significant as well. But the interesting thing, or the most important thing, is here that most of all the reproductive parameters were highly significant among all the cultivars, like tiller numbers, grains, field grains, number of spikelets per panicle, number of grains per panicle, and total grain weight. They were all highly significant among all the cultivars. And the graphs were made for this experiment by using sigma plot. Again, we found huge variability. Like for plant height, the highest plant height was about 107 centimeter per plant, and the lowest one was like 48 centimeter per plant. On average, plant height was about 60 centimeter per plant. For a number of tillers, again, they ranged from 14 tillers per plant to 115 tillers per plant in cultivar IR854 11, which was vigorous, one of the vigorous cultivars. On average, the tiller numbers were about 50 tillers per plant. And this figure shows the just a comparison of different yield parameters, reproductive parameters, like we see in the table as well, that all the yield parameters were highly significant among all the cultivars. Here you can see the grain weight and the spikelet numbers per panicle and the grains per panicle. But I would like to draw your attention to these points. You can see that some of the cultivars, like this cultivar and these three cultivars, did not produce any grains because they did not produce any panicles. However, they were vigorous, but they did not produce any panicles and grains. And then we use the same vigor index calculation to classify the cultivars into different groups. Like, we found that most of the cultivars, again here, were classified into high vigor response index. Like 60% of the cultivars were under high vigor response index. Seven of them were very high vigor response index, whereas only 15% were under moderate, only 3% were found under low vigor response index, and five of them were very low response index. So in the summary, we found that the selected indica rice lines showed a huge variability for most of the morphological, physiological, and yield parameters, which is very good for the breeders. It means they have high genetic variability as well. They could be used by the breeders, particularly for high yield and other desired parameters. And we also found that majority of the rice lines, about 59 or 60%, were classified as high vigor response index. Seven of them were under very high vigor response index. And we found that the rice lines FED2000 was the highest vigorous line. And rice lines ED123, IR11, and CT93 were highly vigorous but least productive. And five rice lines were classified under having very low vigor response index. Three rice lines were classified under low vigor response index. And the rice lines IR854-11 was the least vigorous. Most of the rice lines, most of the IR rice lines were early maturing but high yielding. And among those, the cultivar IR49830 was the earliest maturing cultivar. It flowered and matured after 82 days after emergence. Whereas most of the CT rice lines were classified as late maturing and low yielding. Whereas this cultivar CT6510 was the most late maturing cultivar, which flowered after 150 days after emergence. And with that, I would like to thank my advisor, Dr. Reddy, and my committee members, Dr. Rudana, Dr. Marilyn, Dr. Lee, Dr. Bobby Golden. I would also like to thank the ERIE for providing rice lines, and USAID-AIP for financial support, and my fellow graduates for their help in collecting data. Thank you.